From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump spoke about the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
His comments drew swift reactions. Democrats and some Republicans called on him to specifically denounce white supremacy and racially motivated hate by name. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch tweeted, quote, "We should call evil by its name. My brother didn't give his life fighting Hitler for Nazi ideas to go unchallenged here at home," end quote. And California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff tweeted, quote, "At POTUS needs to speak out against the poisonous resurgence of white supremacy. There are not many sides here, just right and wrong," end quote. Kenya's opposition accused the security forces on Saturday killing more than 100 people, including children, in a crackdown on post-election unrest. The party did not offer any proof, and Reuters News was only able to confirm 11 deaths nationwide. Johnson Muthama, an opposition official.
The fun is being meted out on those defenseless citizens in their residential neighborhoods is intended to subjugate the will of the people.
Kofi Annan warned political leaders in Kenya on Saturday to be careful with their rhetoric and actions. Donald Trump's talk of military options for Venezuela has drawn rebuke from several foreign governments, some even critical of President Nicolas Maduro. Amid the mounting tensions in Venezuela, there has been no statement from the main opposition alliance or its leaders. This is VOA News. Parents of at least 35 children who have died in a state-run hospital in northern India over the past 3 days have alleged that the facility's fatalities were due to the lack of sufficient oxygen supply in the children's ward. Here is one uncle of a child who died and speaking to reporters.
"We saw our baby struggling to breathe immediately after the oxygen supply finished."
The chief of India's Uttar Pradesh state said an inquiry has been ordered to investigate the death of the children allegedly due to the lack of oxygen supplies at the hospital. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping said North Korea must stop its provocative and escalatory behavior. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that diplomacy was still the best course of action, but that the president comments on Friday were underscoring the severity of the situation.
"Well, I think it takes a combined message there. If we're going to get effective movement out of the regime in North Korea, I think the president's made it clear he prefers a diplomatic solution. I think he responded to that in effect just a moment ago. And so I think what the president's doing is trying to support our efforts by ensuring North Korea understands what the stakes are."
The Chinese Global Times editorial recommended that Beijing remain neutral in the event of a North Korean first strike, but added that China should intervene if the United States and South Korea collaborate militarily with the intent of ousting Kim Jong-un's regime. A Canadian pastor who was imprisoned in North Korea for more than 2 years quietly returned to his home in Toronto. Saturday, Hyun-Soo Lim had disappeared on a mission to North Korea in early 2015. He was sentenced to hard labor for life in December on charges of attempting to overthrow the Pyongyang regime. The pastor's son, James Lim, said his dad was happy to be back home in Canada and noted he still had a sense of humor.
"It was funny, when we picked him up from the airport today, we asked him what's the first thing you want to do, and he said he wanted to drop by Tim Hortons and drink coffee and have a donut."
He added that getting the pastor back home took on increased urgency following the death of Otto Warmbier, an American student who died days after being released from North Korea. Flash floods and landslides triggered by heavy rain have left more than 30 people dead in Nepal during the last 24 hours. 10 more people are missing, and the number of dead looked to set to climb as large parts of the country were underwater. Rescue teams of soldiers, police, and local police have been deployed to help those trapped on rooftops or on higher ground. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.